despite some of its shortcomings, there are lots of powerful features within YouTube that I think we often don't make use of. Things like playlists, for example, could be particularly powerful for organising videos on a particular theme that we want our students to be able to view. But of course, that's YouTube, and there are other video services like Vimeo. So what would you do if you wanted to bring together lots of videos from those different sources? Well, the answer is you might use Huzzaz, H-U-Z-Z-A-Z, which is an application that it allows you to create a video library of online sources. In order to do that, you'll need an account. It's free to set one up. Once you've done that, actually adding videos couldn't be simpler. There's an add button. You can either add a single video from, and you may already have a URL of a video somewhere on YouTube or Vimeo, or you can search for one. So either searching directly from the video Vimeo in YouTube archives, or you can search within Huzzaz itself. So if you've got a particular term, so it might be energy sources, you could perform that search and find videos and then add them to your own particular profile. And then you can share them out in the way that you would do with a normal YouTube video. In addition, within Huzzaz, you can create collections, which are multiple videos on a particular theme. It's a bit like the playlists within YouTube. And again, you can add them in a similar way. You can create the collection just by clicking the Add button. And whether it's a video or a collection, you're encouraged to add extra data, metadata, which gives it more meaning. So you can add tags, which makes it easier for other people to find, and of course easier for you to find videos that other Huzzaz members have created. You can also add a description to provide that context to the video. If it was for students, you might want to put in a couple of questions, ask them to think about what they're viewing there. Once you've created your videos or added your videos and perhaps created some collections, you can share them out in the same way that you would do with YouTube. Either provide the URL to your Huzzaz link or the URL to a collection. There are also embed codes available, so if you've got a learning platform or a blog or a school website that you want to use, you can embed the video or the collection there. So there are lots of possibilities for sharing those out, and Huzzaz comes with some of the social media features. Like on YouTube, there would be the like button, or in Huzzaz you can upload a video. So it's a way of getting some sort of feedback as to maybe how useful you found students found that particular video, how informative they found it, how easy, or whatever it is that you decide the criteria are for providing applause. But of course, there's the potential that other people might add to that too and sort of muddy the waters somewhat. There is a chat feature, so it's a live chat, so if you start a particular video at a specific point in time, you can have people add in chat to that. And again, then that might be something that you want to do with students or actually avoid, because it does require some management. There's a lot of degree of trust required in your students, and I'm never quite convinced if students are adding to chat. I know that if I'm trying to comment on something that I'm watching, then I can lose track of what's going on. And I would guess that's the same for students too. So that perhaps needs using with a little bit of thought and care. But it's certainly something worth exploring and thinking about. You have also got the option, obviously, because it's live, any collection that you create, if you need to add to it and you've provided a link or an embed code elsewhere, then that particular, wherever that location is, it will get updated with any videos that you add. And that's particularly powerful. It means you're not having to constantly reshare things. So I think Huzzaz is well worth a look, and certainly because it includes Vimeo, which is often the poorer cousin. It's often forgotten about, and it is a really good source of videos too.